love you, Toby.
Jason Aldean. This is Phil Nee, and I hope all of your trails are so happy. Until we talk again later with some community conversation on The Morning Show from WRCO-FM in Richland Center. We're at 71 degrees. The news from ABC this hour is sponsored by Pamela's Fine Jewelry, a full-service jewelry store featuring a wide variety of styles, and the Phoenix Center, family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, along with video games. It is 70 degrees at 9 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden is proposing major changes to the way the Supreme Court is run, including implementing term limits and setting up an enforceable code of ethics. He's also proposing a constitutional amendment that would strip presidents of immunity from prosecution and emphatically states that no president is above the law. The Park Fire burning near Chico, California, has now grown to the biggest blaze so far in the state. And says ABC's Allison Kosick,
smoke from hundreds of fires burning across the West and in Canada, now spreading across the U.S. The effects could be felt as far as New England.
At the Olympics, a top-ranked Algerian swimmer was disqualified from competition today for being too overweight.
Any athlete who fails to make weight during the official weight control is disqualified from competition.
IOC spokesman Mark Adams, across France, telecommunications lines have been disrupted in what appears to be another case of coordinated sabotage, like the train lines last week. This is ABC News. President Biden paying respects to the late U.S. Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee today in Texas, her body lying in state at Houston City Hall. Jackson Lee died earlier this month after a battle with pancreatic cancer. People in West Texas finally got a decent night's sleep after a week of earthquakes. ABC's Jim Ryan felt the strongest one, magnitude 5.1.
Buildings 200 miles from the epicenter of Friday's earthquake were shaking. Imagine being much closer to the source.
It scares the bejesus out of you.
Don Devil lives near the epicenter and had some minor damage. He worries about what might be coming.
I'm afraid of the house falling down on top of us.
Geologist Moira Plantier says the earthquake cluster could be a natural occurrence.
The fault system had actually started to expand and move further northeast.
Others point to natural gas drilling activity as a possible cause. Jim Ryan, ABC News in Dallas-Fort Worth.
Huge opening for Deadpool and Wolverine, the movie from ABC parent company Disney, taking in $205 million domestically, the biggest premiere so far this year. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Good morning. This is Pamela at Pamela's Fine Jewelry in beautiful downtown Spring Green. How did July fly by so fast? Last days to save on all ruby jewelry. Stop by, take a look at our beautiful ruby red jewelry. Check out all the great shopping opportunities in Spring Green for this summer at Pamela's in beautiful downtown Spring Green.
The best place to catch a Friday night fish dinner is the Phoenix Center. Dine in or carry out delicious deep fried or baked fish dinner. Fish serve from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. Fridays only. The Phoenix Center serves food and fun every day. The pizza is out of this world. And after a great meal, make it an even better night with a game of bowling. The Phoenix Center is family fun at its best. Open at 10 o'clock Monday through Saturday and 4 o'clock on Sundays. The Phoenix Center, this area's go-to spot for good times and great food.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 84 degrees, a 50-50 chance of scattered showers today, partly cloudy tonight and a low of 65, Tuesday partly sunny and quite warm with a high of 87. Tuesday night maybe a shower early, then partly cloudy, a low of 66. Wednesday partly cloudy, very warm and humid, a 40% chance of thunderstorms and a high of 88. In Richland Center, we have received 21/100th of an inch of rain this morning, and we're at 71 degrees on the Wirtz floor and home temperature gauge. It is time now for us to turn it over to community conversation on The Morning Show coming up next.
Hi, Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home. Want to improve your sleep quality? Maybe a mattress with a built-in cooling cover is just what you need from American Bedding that is made right here in Wisconsin. Stop down to our newly remodeled showroom and see why we have quickly become Spring Green's largest mattress dealer. With over a dozen mattresses on display, our expert staff will assist you in finding the perfect mattress to give you a quality night's sleep. Located on Highway 14 next to the Ring Brothers.
For generations, the Cairns family has been rooted in Richland County as small business owners. At Julie Cairns State Farm, you will find a local, dedicated team that leads with honest intentions to properly protect you. Yes, saving money is important, yet so is doing business with local professionals that will be there when you need them. We're here to participate in your lives, in our community's growth, and in helping create opportunities to make positive changes. Yes, you can save money, and yes, we will offer you remarkable service. Yet most importantly, our core values will make you proud to do business with us. Like a good neighbor, Julie Cairns State Farm is there.
Just like no two people are the same, no 2 days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Welcome to our morning show from WRCO and WRCE. We have some things to discuss today, community conversation, and coming up, we're less than an hour away from another round of the Radio Auction 2024 Walk with Grace Radio Auction, which gets underway this morning. We have those items on display on the WRCO Facebook page and also on WRCO.com as well. And if you need a bidder number, call us at 647-2111 and get ready for the auction. That is also the number you'll use if you make a bid today. We have a week's worth of great conversation to share with you this week. Well, the Richland County Fair is not too far down the road. And Lyrica Marks, I know, who's the Richland County Fair and Recycling Coordinator, is working hard to coordinate everything. She was in not that long ago with a big announcement talking about some great talent coming to the Richland County Fair, including a young up-and-coming country singer by the name of Ashley Ryan. Ashley will be at the Richland County Fair Saturday night during the fair. And we have a conversation recorded earlier with Ashley to share with you on this part of today's morning show. It's coming up next.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Ashley Ryan joins us here on WRCO's morning show. Ashley's going to be coming to the Richland County Fair in early September. Ashley, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
We're doing fine. We're looking forward to your showing here at the Richland County Fair, but are you going to be pretty busy in the meantime?
Oh, my goodness. Lots of new music coming out. I have a new song that just came out today, but we're even going back in the studio to cut more songs. So we're heavily focusing on new music, so I'm very excited about that.
Well, that's awesome. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Ooh, okay. Well, I'm originally from Corona, California. Shout out to my California people. I moved to Nashville in 2017 to pursue music. I actually went to Belmont University to get a music business degree, but then I dropped out after a year because I realized that I did not want to be in the business side of things. I wanted to be an artist. I was songwriting at the time, and I just started spending more time on my craft and went to the studio, released my first song ever, Reload, and it did pretty good. I just started doing more music stuff, and here I am. I'm now signed with an independent label called Spinville Entertainment. Been in Nashville for about 7 years now, and we're putting out new music. It's crazy. It's been an awesome ride.
Yeah, and you've been getting good response. Which song has been getting maybe the most response or has had the most radio play?
Oh, I would definitely say my single Hush Little Baby. That, honestly, it blew me by surprise because it was a song I wrote originally wanting Miranda Lambert to cut it, which is so funny. I wrote it when I was 16, and I posted a little snippet of it on social media, and it went viral back in, this was 2023, and so I ended up releasing it, and it's since done great. It's amassed over 30 million streams on all DSPs, so crazy.
Oh,
that's
nice.
Kind of the song that kickstarted everything, so yeah, that song is definitely my number one.
Awesome. Have you been making some videos to go along with the songs?
Oh, yes, absolutely. So go check out the Hush Little Baby music video. We had a lot of fun on that. We have a couple music videos. They're all on my YouTube, just Ashley Ryan Music. And, yeah, we've done a lot of videos. We have some visualizers out. And we have a music video coming out for the single we released today for Poor Girl. I'm excited about that. But release date is still being determined on that one.
Oh, that's awesome. Tell us a little bit about Poor Girl.
Yeah, for sure. So I wrote it with Quinn Loggins, Larry McCoy, and Frank Stopak. And we were all actually on a writer's retreat in Encinitas, California. Don't know if you've been. It's absolutely gorgeous. And we wrote it near the beach, and we wanted to come up with this fun, kind of sassy song. And Frank came in with the idea called Poor Girl, and we were like, okay, what does that mean? So we were trying to play along with the title, and we just came up with this track about this girl going to a bar with her boyfriend, and the bartender's just being a little too flirty with him right in front of her, and me growing up on Miranda Lambert, Carrie Underwood, I had to add some sass to it. So it's basically about a girl threatening to kick a bartender's butt for messing with her man.
And a play on the word, poor is spelled P-O-U-R for our listeners that didn't know, so.
Right. We were very proud of that. We wanted to twist it. I've always loved taking titles and writing like the opposite of the first thought that you think when you hear a title, you know what I mean? Make it a little different. And
right.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun writing that song. It was super fun.
Yeah, I can tell. So are you getting any response? I know you are nationwide, but are you hearing from fans like overseas and everything?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. We've actually had a lot of support from our Australian friends. We've had a lot of UK fans reaching out. I'm like flooded with DMs from a lot of people from the UK, which is crazy. I never in a million years would have ever thought that. But it's awesome. The UK loves country music. So does Australia. So outside of the US, those are definitely our two main places.
Living in Nashville, as you do, and working there, it's such a creative place. Does that kind of inspire you because you're with other creative people?
Honestly, that's a great question because it can kind of do both. It can be very inspiring, and it can be very discouraging at the same time because while you're surrounded by all this talent, you kind of start second-guessing, like, okay, like, did that person already fill a spot that I wanted to fill? Am I good enough? Am I as good as this person who's finding success? But it's really easy to kind of get in that mindset where you're very competitive. There's healthy competition for sure, but I think you have to also remind yourself why you moved here. Stay true to the craft, and you just got to be confident because you have to be your own cheerleader before you find other cheerleaders that believe in you too. So it's a little bit of both. You get inspired, but you can easily start going down discouragement and feeling a little nervous about things. But I try to keep a good head on my shoulders and keep doing my thing, keep writing the songs that I love, and eventually people will love it, you know? I think if you work hard and just be kind to everyone, there's a spot for you.
Have you played shows like with other writers, for instance, at the Bluebird Cafe?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. I love the Bluebird. I actually have only played there once, but I wrote with one of my writers, Larry McCoy. He's actually my manager as well. He was playing one of the shows, and he brought me up, and I sang a song. It was actually my Hush Little Baby song, and I don't even know if we released it at the time, now that I think about it, but we had such a great reaction to the song, so I think that's when we decided we wanted to release it. But it was so much fun. Oh, my gosh. Yes, I love playing with my friends.
So you write with other people then?
Oh, yeah. We got lots of co-writers. This town is full of songwriters, so absolutely.
How does the process work then? You mentioned Poor Girl, where you had like a title, but sometimes do you have a melody and you add words, or how does it work, Ashley?
Yeah, honestly, that's a great question, too. I think it's different for everyone. It's different for every song. There will be days where I'm just on my way to go get some food at Chick-fil-A or something, and a melody just strikes in my head, and I'm just voice memoing some random lyrics just to fill the melody. And then I'll send it to some of my co-writers. We'll get in the next day, write a song. And so that's one way. I mean, sometimes you just meet up with your co-writers and you have no idea what you're going to write. And then we all have notes in our phones. Songwriters are notorious for, you know, pulling out their phone and writing something down when they think of something or hear something. So it really depends. Sometimes you write a melody first. Sometimes you write a chord progression first. Sometimes it's just the title of a song, and you kind of just sit around in the room and talk about it, and you kind of pull on each other's ideas, and it's a very fun creative process, for sure.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Have you crossed paths with anybody that you consider an idol?
Oh, my goodness, yes. So the first 6 months of living in Nashville, I actually went to a pop-up show for Keith Urban, and let me tell you, I grew up on Keith Urban. He's always been definitely one of my favorite artists. And he pulled me up on stage. We sang a song together, which blew my mind. And then he invited me to sing at Bridgestone Arena 7 months later. And we sang that same song. One of my favorite songs by him is the song Without You. And so we did a little duet there at Bridgestone to a sold-out show. And let me tell you, that freaked little, 20-year-old me. And it was insane. So Keith Urban has definitely always had a special place in my heart for that experience. Absolutely.
That's
awesome.
That's awesome. And he seems like a real nice guy. I guess that would prove it, too.
Oh, my gosh. He's so nice. He just treats you like you're equals. Like, he's not a star. You're a fan. Like, no, he treats you like you're two people. He's awesome. He's a great dude.
So you write poetry from time to time as well. How do you determine what's going to be maybe put to music and what's not?
Mm-hmm. Honestly, you're asking great questions. I don't even think I've thought about this. It's funny because it's honestly, the best way I can describe something creative like this is that there's no algorithm to it. You know, it's like trying to put logic to something that doesn't really require logic. It's just a fun, creative thing. So there's not really a formula, at least in my opinion. I think it's just one of those things that you naturally feel inclined to pick up a guitar and you just start singing something. And I don't know, poetry to me kind of is music, you know? So it's art. It's simply writing something from your heart. Even if it's something silly or sassy, it's still coming from you, and you add a melody that feels right with the lyrics, and then you pick up a guitar. It's like this beautiful harmony of this artistic creativeness coming together, and it's pretty magical. But I don't know if there's really like a formula to it, you know? It's just kind of a natural thing that happens.
Will you be opening some shows for other artists here this year?
Oh gosh, I'm hoping to. We have been spending a lot of time in the studio, and we've had a couple one-off shows here and there, but the goal is definitely to start building up a tour, so we're definitely looking towards that. Very excited. That's why I'm very excited about this Wisconsin show.
Right.
Well, I'm really excited to come play.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you, because you would approach it differently if you were an opening act for somebody, but here in Richland Center, you are the act, so you probably approach the show a little bit differently, don't you?
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, it's just so fun to think that people are coming to, like, see me play in general, you know? It's fun. When you grow up being, like 16, when I first wrote a real song, because before that it was poetry, you kind of are just in your little bubble of a 16-year-old girl writing songs about her heartbreak in high school. And then as you get older and you start actually pursuing this as a real career, it gets real when people start wanting to come see you play, and they know your songs, and they're singing your lyrics back to you. So I don't take any stage for granted, whether it's me being an opener or me being a headliner, whatever it is. It's all the same. It's the same show. We're having fun, and we give it our all. We just have a blast.
We've talked about it recently, how, you know, country music is really a melting pot anymore. I mean, it's the place for like a folk style song or a dance song or a drinking song. They all kind of come together. And I think that's what kind of makes it fun, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. I think country music is, you know, it's not just having a fiddle on the track or a banjo on the track. It kind of encompasses a lot of different things, different elements. And that's what's kind of awesome about Nashville. Anyone can kind of move here with a dream and add their own little twist to it, you know? So I think it's really fun. I like it.
Coming from California by way of Nashville and coming through Wisconsin, the Midwest, and what kind of, you know, you're kind of seeing the country now, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. So I grew up in a little, I guess, suburban area, city area too, I guess, kind of in California. And so I've always been a country girl at heart. I remember begging my mom to move me to Texas on a farm with horses and cows and all that. And so I've always just loved the country. So, yes, absolutely. I've seen so much country just being in Tennessee in general. So it's been amazing. I love it.
How can people get a hold of your music and follow you?
Yeah, absolutely. So all my social media is Ashley Ryan Music, pretty simple. And my website is Ashley Ryan Official. And, yeah, all my my streaming platforms, just Ashley Ryan. I like to keep it simple, so... That's pretty much it, yeah.
Hopefully people will check that out, and kind of we're trying to build a little buzz here in the city and also in southwest Wisconsin, so people know you real well by the time you get here in September.
I love it. I already feel so welcomed. I'm not even there yet. I'm so excited. I love this.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, we're certainly going to have you back on the air before that, leading up to that, but we kind of wanted to get an initial interview with you and talk to you and kind of tell people that you were coming here and everything. So, Ashley, until we talk again, good luck to you, and thank you again for sharing the music with us.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. This was a blast. I really appreciate you guys taking the time. It's awesome.
Ashley Ryan joining us here on the morning show from WRCO.
Saw him walking in with me on his arm. You looked him up and down from behind the bar. Put your hand on his hand when he put down his car. Girl, we both know and linger just a little too long. Oh, no. Oh, honey, bless your heart. Already undid a couple buttons, pushing up them D's, telling him the first drink's on me. Oh, poor girl, he got nothing better to do. Sweet talking my man like he belongs to you. I ain't blind. I see right through. Spilling mine on my new Luke Cage.
Hell no!
If I see a number on the back of his coaster, I'ma put your birdie face on a missing persons poster.
Ashley Ryan coming to the Richland County Fair, which is coming up the first full weekend in September, and she'll be there on Saturday night as well. That's her very latest release called Poor Girl, second song that we have played from her since finding out that she would be coming to our fair city, our fair county, for the county fair coming up. So you can check out more of her stuff, all of the socials. Ashley Ryan is her name, and we look forward to it. Just really nice young lady and a really talented star. We did talk earlier today with Richland County Fair and Recycling Coordinator Lyrica Marks, and she wanted me to really emphasize that we're coming up on a deadline for all Richland County Fair entries. They need to be in by August 1st, so this Thursday. So Richland County Fair items need to be at least, you have to have them coordinated and in, so the entries need to be in by August 1st. That time always seems to sneak up. When that time is coming, all of a sudden it's like, oh, it is here. And so don't let it fool you that it's toward the end of the week and August is rolling in. Be aware that it is this week. And we'll keep you posted from the Richland County Fair. Lyrica is going to come in and join us in the studio next week to talk about some of the things going on and some Richland County Fair news. Our morning show continues in just a little bit here.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion, yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring, and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
The Richland Family Prescription Center's primary function is to fill your prescription accurately and to provide added value services to enhance your health. Filling your prescription is only the first step. Understanding your medication and the importance of compliance will greatly benefit your medication outcome. Whether it's a first-time visit or they've seen you before, the Prescription Center's friendly and knowledgeable staff is dedicated to providing you with a quality pharmacy experience, and they have built their reputation by going the extra mile to ensure your satisfaction. The Richland Family Prescription Center, your one-stop source for all of your prescription and healthcare needs. Your complete customer satisfaction is their top priority.
Family Prescription Center, we're your family.
The House on the Rock attraction between Dodgeville and Spring Green has a wide variety of jobs for a wide variety of people. They are hiring for retail sales, hospitality positions, maintenance and upkeep, and admission openings. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. That's 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or visit houseontherock.com. Find your perfect job today.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Planning a timber harvest is not always an easy or simple process. There are many things to consider. Meister Log & Lumber has helped landowners make decisions since 1936. Your trees are an asset to manage on land that's an asset needing the same careful management. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber today. Meister Log & Lumber will help you develop a vision for your timber assets. Call 608-434-4413.
The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2024 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest, highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers. The Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, 2024. So don't wait. And remember, if you don't enter, you can't win. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
We are strong, we are resilient, and we will get through this together. But these are stressful times, and it's important to also practice good self-care. It's normal to feel overwhelmed, anxious, or afraid, but there is hope. Reach out to someone, connect with your friends, stay in touch with your community, and know that you are not alone. Learn more at wearebroadcasters.com/hope. Furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Just past 9:30 on this Monday morning from WRCO and our morning show. We're about a half hour away from the beginning of the Grace Radio Auction. We'll be starting that auction and getting the bidding going at 10 o'clock this morning, and we hope you're able to, if nothing else, tune in and follow along. And we'll also have some information about Grace, your chance to learn more about the cause and this year's walk coming up on August 9th. And our bidding getting underway. You can check out all the items. There are really some fun things, some concert tickets, some food, some of the things that I like the most, some very practical things, maybe some gifts and things that you're going to use anyway. And it'll give you the opportunity to get those and maybe give a little bit over of what the actual cost is. Get your tax deduction there. And, yeah, we just encourage you to go along with us and have some fun. There are going to be some unique items all week long and some tickets for some of our favorite teams in Wisconsin, Brewer tickets and Badger tickets and Packer tickets and, yeah, all a part of it. So check it out. The WRCO Facebook page or WRCO.com has a list of those. Here's a song to go along with a occasional rainy day today.
Raindrops are falling on my head, and just like the guy whose feet are too big for his bed, nothing seems to fit. Those raindrops are falling on my head, they keep falling. So I just did need some talking to the sun, and I said I didn't like the way he got things done. Sleeping on the job, those raindrops are falling on my head, they keep falling. But there's one thing I know, the blues they send to meet me won't defeat me. Raindrops keep falling on my head, but that doesn't mean my eyes will soon be turning red. Crying's not for me, 'cause I'm never gonna stop the rain by complaining, because I'm free. Nothing's worrying me. Steps up to greet me. Raindrops keep falling on my head, but that doesn't mean my eyes will soon be turning red. Crying's not for me, 'cause I'm never gonna stop the rain by complaining, because I'm free. Nothing's worrying me.
It's been so long since you walked out my door. Now you're just an old song nobody sings anymore. I got a new love and she's a true love. But darling, how could you have known? You've been too gone for too long. Now it's too late to come back home. You came a long way, going the wrong way. Don't even set your suitcase down. You wanted to roam, now you're paying the bills. You're an old rolling stone who rolled over the hill. I had a good cry when you said goodbye. I didn't want to let you go. But you've been too gone for too long. Now it's too late to come back home. I had a good cry when you said goodbye. I didn't want to let you go. But you've been too gone for too long. So why don't you just stay gone? Now you've been too gone for too long. Now it's too late to come back home.
Myself these days, according to friends.
music on the morning show from WRCO Radio. We had scheduled guests in the studio, but may have had the wires crossed and may have been my wires. I'm not sure. But nonetheless, good to have you along as we lead toward our first of the five radio auction days. We're about 20 minutes away from 10 o'clock. The auction gets underway at 10. And if you don't have a bidder number yet, this would be a good time to do so at 647-2111. That's also the bidder line number. You can call in and bid wisely, bid often, if you'd like. We hope you will anyway. Our phone answers are assembling and getting ready for the action today. We're at 71 degrees at the WRCO studios here. And we check out today. It looks like it's going to be all right with a 50% chance of scattered showers here and there. The high of 84 predicted for today. And that is the coolest predicted high for the week. Otherwise, mid to upper 80s for the remainder of the week and a bit more humid.
This radio commercial was made to convince you to stop speeding. We can't use siren sound effects on the radio, so we'll use other equally jarring sound effects to get your attention. Like telling you that whether you drive a little over the speed limit or a lot, you can crash just the same. You could hurt yourself or worse, others.
I'm at the scene of the collision.
And the damage you cause will be beyond repair. See? We didn't have to use crash or siren sounds after all. Speeding catches up with you. Brought to you by NHTSA.
Schmidt Woodland Hills Transitional Care Unit provides services for people requiring skilled care after surgery or an illness. Physical, occupational, and speech therapies are available 5 days a week to help clients recover quickly. Our partnership with Aegis Therapies provides quality care and a commitment to your quality of life. We'll develop a plan that fits your rehabilitation goals. When you or a loved one are in need of rehabilitation services, consider Schmidt Woodland Hills and Aegis Therapies. Call 647-8931 today.
.9 43 on a Monday morning from WRCO Radio. We're at 71 degrees. Good to have you along here today as we head toward 10 o'clock in southwest Wisconsin. A nice win for the Brewers yesterday. They salvaged one of the three games, and they'll start a series with the Braves tonight. One of the items that we'll have up for bid a little bit later on today, in fact, between 10 and 11, will be some tickets to the August 11th Brewer home game against the Cincinnati Reds. So that will be coming up soon, and we'll be giving you a chance to bid on those a little bit later on today and have all the money go toward Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination. So stay tuned for that. Here's Kane Brown.
Let's get it.
Girl, you gone and done it to me. Hotter than a hoochie-coochie. Got me like the first time I heard Alan Jackson Chattahoochee. I was never the same again. I'm a lifelong fan. Yes, I am. Baby, I love you like I love country music. Favorite songs about the top to bottom. Perfect Joe like Brooks and Dunn's debut album. You got me feeling like I'm a brand new man.
Ooh, I'm a brand new man.
Yes, I am. Baby, I love you like I love country music. You give me eyes, Lily girl. You give me Goldie Jones. You turn me on as much as I turn on the radio. The second time I'm off the line. Could survive as if I had you and that needle dropping on a vinyl.
You gave me high.
miles an hour. Take the world's fastest shower. Coffee black, microwave it. I met my best caffeinated. Out the door, pick up the pace. I'm here, I'm there, I'm every place. That's how it goes. A day in my life. I'm on my toes. From morning to night. Living like this. Some might say it's so exhausting. Frenzy, manic, call me nuts. But I like it, Franny. I get bored without some action. One speed is all I know. Seize the day, yeah, that's my motto. Maybe someday I'll slow down. Maybe someday, but for now, that's how it goes. A day in my life. I'm on my toes. From morning to night. Living like this. Some might say it's so exhausting. Friends and manic call me nuts, but I like it, friend. Done. Keep me on the run, but time it sure does fly when you're having so much fun. That's how it goes.
That's how it goes.
That's how it goes. A day in my life. I'm on my toes from morning to night. Living like this. Some might say it's so exhausting. Frenzy, manic, call me nuts, but I like it, frantic.
Cold beer and cold.
Tech Top on FM 100.9. Wrap it up on our morning show get-together with some cold beer and country music. Thank you for joining us today on WRCO Radio. We're just around the bend from our update from ABC and the first half hour of items for this year's Walk with Grace radio auction. Here is Aaron Goodman. Come on.
Never been one for poetry until I saw forever staring back at me. And it's got you written all over it. All I wanna do is give you this kiss. Girl, you got me heading into the mountains of heaven. I'm talking 24/7, amen. I'm falling in a little deeper and deeper. And everything about my life gets sweeter and sweeter. So all the way from the bottom to the top of my list, it's got all over it. I'm gonna carve our names in a sycamore tree. Gonna put them way up high where everybody can see. Gonna shout it from the rooftops up to the stars so everybody knows this good old boy's heart's got you written all over it. All I wanna do is give you this kiss. Girl, you got me heading into the mountains of heaven.
Goodvin wrapping up the music on the morning show today from WRCO Radio. Stay tuned for our ABC News update and the first half hour of Walk with Grace radio auction. We're excited and hope you are as well, as we have our in-studio team assembling right now as we speak.
You can join WRCO-FM on Facebook. Get the latest news, sports, and more every day. Visit with our staff, hear about community events, see awesomely funny Throwback Thursday stories, get the latest news, weather, and sports, participate in upcoming Facebook only contest and more. Simply go to facebook.com and search WRCO Radio or visit facebook.com/WRCO AM FM. It's just that easy to connect with us from facebook.com and WRCO FM.
U.S. Cellular noticed that phone use has gotten ironic. We go to see our favorite band in person, then watch them through our phones. That is ironic. Which is why U.S. Cellular created Us Mode, to help us reconnect with each other and use our phones less ironically. Visit uscellular.com/builtforus for a chance to win tickets to see Alanis Morissette live. No purchase necessary. Ends 8/31/24. For details, visit uscellular.com/official rules.
Hauling, fencing, hunting. As sure as real work requires breaking a sweat, John Deere Gator utility vehicles work as tough and play as hard as you do. Find your Gator at Hillsboro Equipment, because you don't need just any side-by-side. You need a cargo box that performs under stress and extreme conditions, and an engine that hustles with or without a full load in the back. Run with us on a Gator UTV from Hillsboro Equipment, Boston Equipment, or Slama's Lawn and Sport.
Get ready for the Iowa County Ducks Unlimited event Friday, August 2nd, 2024. Join us at Dodger Bowl 318 King Street, Dodgeville. Doors open at 5:30. Enjoy delicious roast beef and pulled pork sandwiches, hors d'oeuvres, and free tab beer while supplies last. Win big with the Shotgun of the Year, a Browning Maxis 2 Ultimate, and the Handgun of the Year, Kimber 1911 KW Custom. Get more with Duck Bucks. Buy a $100 package and receive $120 worth of tickets. Register by July 29th for a chance to win a $120 Duck Buck card. Register at iowacountydu.org and don't miss out.
Gunderson Basketball is excited to announce the addition of board-certified dermatologist Dr. Sarah Enns. With an extensive background in all things skin, Dr. Enns specializes in a variety of conditions and is now seeing patients at the Gunderson Basketball Specialty Clinic. Whether you're struggling with stubborn acne, persistent skin irritation, or concerned about a mole or patch of skin that's changed, Dr. Enns can help. To schedule an appointment with Dr. Enns, call the Gunderson Basketball Specialty Clinic today.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden will be at the LBJ Presidential Library in Austin, Texas today, marking 60 years since the Civil Rights Act was passed. While there, he will also propose Supreme Court reform, including a rule that justices can serve no more than 18 years on the bench. Kamala Harris's campaign coming out this morning in support of those reforms. Less than 100 days now until the election.
Vice President Kamala Harris has only been in the race for a week, already raising $200 million. And her first big decision? Choosing a running mate. Harris is considering about a dozen Democrats, from Arizona Senator Mark Kelly to Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker.
I had a great conversation with her, and I pledged to her that no matter what the outcome of this process, that I'd be working hard for her.
To Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro and Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear.
ABC's Rachel Scott, California's Park Fire now burning more than 5,000 acres per hour. This is ABC News. At least 8 people have been stabbed in a seaside town about 20 miles north of Liverpool, England. Police are calling it a major incident. There is one person, a man, in custody. Weekend thunderstorms drenching East Tennessee and flooding a popular theme park in the Great Smoky Mountains.
Videos posted online show cars